Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast.
New Churches.
New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and that's Todd Adkins.
What?
Well, if you missed last episode, we had just kind of created a competition where if you can...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, if you can... There you go.
Oh yeah, I'm getting ready.
If you can reword our intro and we choose it to be the one, Todd will buy you what he just opened up, a can of Monster.
Or Rockstar, depends on the day.
Yeah.
On what's available.
And over $100 worth of swag we'll send over to your way. So
I'm not buying you the $100 worth of swag. New Churches is.
Yes. So yeah.
It could be Lifeway Leadership.
Help us come up with a better, help us come up with a better intro and we will highly consider it. If we don't choose yours, but it's a valid attempt, we'll send you something.
Right.
So just email me,
but we
Daniel.
We are playing the winner on air, correct?
Yeah, we are. Daniel@newchurches.com or on social media at Daniel Sangi, at Todd Adkins, at New Churches. Any of those would work. All right. So here is the question for today. It's actually a question from Twitter. So let me read it for you. Can you suggest some cost-effective advertising practices for a new church? This is from Gary Walsh Jr. off of Twitter. Can you suggest some cost-effective advertising practices for a new church?
Plenty, actually.
Yeah, many that are free.
Creativity is the mother of innovation and also, what is it? Creativity is the mother of invention. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, but also and innovation. It's a byproduct of being pinched and not having money will lead to creativity.
Right.
Yeah.
We talked about a book. We've talked about a book called The Beautiful Constraint on this podcast,
right.
I think, before, which is all about you think unlimited resources makes you more creative.
Nope.
It doesn't. So let's answer the question, though. So the best thing that you have, what is the best form of advertising for the last several thousand years?
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Invitation.
Yes. So, and you're like, I tell my people. But they don't invite
But you got
to
make it easy for them.
You have to make it easy.
So even today, I was in the morning for breakfast meeting up with one of the other teaching pastors at my church. And we were just talking about series. And we're right now working through the book of Mark. And in the fall, we'll probably start the book of Philippians. And we were like, okay, how do we make these into 4 to 6 week miniseries with handles, with... You know, do you print postcards? That costs money because you got to print postcards, but you don't have to mail them because you can give them to your church or you can email hey, this is what's coming up. But basically you want to make it as easy as possible for your church to invite someone else, which is why invitation cards work, which is why emails work.
Right. But you could even say, hey, church, we are going to do this. We're going to invite our friends. I'm going to give you some, there'll be cards after the service. Or you could be like, pull out your phone right now.
Yeah.
Pull out your phone right now. All right, everybody. I am going to tell you a story. And you tell people a story about someone who came to know Jesus. Hopefully, preferably at your church. But at the invitation of a friend. And then you say, we are now going to pray. And we are going to pray for the Lord to lay on our heart one of our friends who is local who doesn't know the Lord.
That's awesome.
Now text that person and invite them to church next week.
Exactly.
Done.
Yeah, that's a great idea, right? And that's why that idea hand in hand with, hey, this is what we're covering in the next coming weeks.
Hey, look.
Next week we're talking about this. Because that gives you handles to invite and to have a conversation with those you're inviting.
And here's the thing. Is everybody going to do it? Nope. Of the people that do it, are half going to show up? Nope. Are 20% going to show up? Most likely. Most likely. So when you do that, be ready for those guests. Make sure that the red carpet is rolled out and everybody is friendly and everybody's ready to go. All of that, yes. Some more ideas for you would be this. So we you've heard me talk about blitz cards at Metro stops.
Yep, that's right.
So if you have Metro stops, you can totally do this where it's like rave cards the kids do, or they used to. I don't know if they do it anymore. But I'm just basically passing out a card to everybody that walks by. So think about the restaurant that's opening or whatever. The reason why they do that is it works. Think about side spinner.
And it doesn't have to be at a Metro stop.
No.
If you're in a new community, and you can go in front of the grocery store, or you can go
totally.
in the shopping complex, and yeah.
Right.
So just mobilize a lot of your church.
Now, I would have people tell me, oh, Todd, do you know the return on that? Do you know, like, I mean, maybe 1% of the people are going to come. Awesome, because we passed out 10,000 cards. I don't think 1% of the people are going to come. But if they did, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
But tonight at 8 Metro stops, we passed out 10,000 cards.
Yeah.
So
maybe 100
it cost
people?
Us
That's amazing.
Nothing. And you know what? All of our people went to dinner afterwards and enjoyed each other's company as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So a couple more things in that end. So then when we went to more rural areas, we ended up saying, okay, well, how does this apply here? Well, I looked at Google Maps. This is no joke. I would look at Google Maps during commuting hours, and I would look at where traffic was backed up.
No kidding.
Yep. And then I would send somebody with a poster down there to hold it and talk about our church.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I love my church.
Dude.
I love McLean Bible Church. Bam. That's all I need you to do, bro. Just go down there and see you Sunday. I mean, you know, just hold it, and that's all I need you to do, because somebody's going to go, what is that? Just the same way they go, what is that, when they see a sign spinner person?
Yeah, it's true.
It works, guys. That's why people still pay to do it.
Yeah. So those are great cost-effective ways. And honestly, invitation, personal invitation, is going to be the strongest way
Absolutely.
To advertise your church, to get the word out about your church. Now, obviously, you can spend money on Facebook.
And you can spend too much money on Facebook very easily. If you hire somebody who just hung out their shingle, or tells you I'm a Facebook guru.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Go to the YouTubes and type in a search on Facebook advertising, how to advertise on Facebook. Then look at the date on which it's published. Not the date in the description, because people will change the description to be like 2019.
Really?
Yes. So look at the date Tricky. When it was actually published. And then you can find really up-to-date
Yeah,
information
you don't really
on the latest, greatest Facebook stuff. Now,
they change stuff quite a bit.
Totally. If you spend, let's say, 1 hour or 2 hours in that, some people are going to hate me right now, especially people that make a living by this, but you are going to be able to do just an effective job. Don't let the... Yeah.
Yes. I think you've said enough. Okay. So Todd, that's...
You're smart enough.
Yes.
You're good enough. Watch some videos and then throw some money into it. It's not going to take much. You
yeah.
should be able to get great conversion for like less than 50 cents a click.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Okay, guys.
They're really good.
We are newchurches.com. New Churches is a part of the Lifeway Leadership family.
Yep.
And that means Lifeway Leadership, we've now consulted, coached over 4,000 people on building a leadership pipeline. And if you've been to one of our events, the first thing that we do, one of the exercises, is to help you move from being a doer to being an equipper. So if you are the pastor listening in,
that's true.
Do not do this yourself. Do not. And if you are the only staff member, do it with someone else. See if there's anyone else in your church who already knows how to do this. Equip them.
Totally.
Do it. And even if, let's say, you don't have anyone, well, sure, do it. But do it with someone else so that you can
yes.
equip them to be able to do it.
If
ongoing.
You want to do it cheaply, you're going to need to have somebody, you know, you're going to either need to learn how to do it or train somebody or have somebody get trained to do it or tap somebody in your church that already does it.
Yeah,
my point was, don't do a Google search in your area for Facebook advertisers and then pay somebody to
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
You do not need to do
yeah,
that.
But here's the thing. If you want to go on Facebook, and I know for introverted leaders, you might be like, oh, I'd rather do all my time on Facebook and social media and try to invite people that way versus the personal invitation. And you know what? Nothing beats personal invitations.
Nothing.
Now, a social media strategy is a great supplement. Right. And I'd say if you had to choose one, especially because the question is, what are cost effective advertising practices? If you had to choose one, choose personal invitation.
Right.
Choose, hey, this is what we're talking about next week. And you don't even need to have posts. You don't even need to have like invitation right. cards. Just say, this is what we're talking about next week. Who else, who in your neighborhood or in your family or in your community can you invite? Because they're the first ones that have come to mind when you say this. Okay. After doing all of that and you are doing that well, then next step, send emails. Okay. After that, if you're already doing both of those and you're like, okay, now we're ready to get a little bit more with the times on social media, then just create an Instagram, create Facebook, create those accounts and just start sharing your content. Don't pay anyone yet, but just start sharing your content and building that base. When you have the funds, that's when you can begin advertising. Now, if you want to go a little bit next level, Pixel. The Pixel is I know it sounds kind of like pixie dust. It's kind of like pixie dust.
It is. It's magic.
Yeah. So basically,
your conversion rate goes way up and your costs go way down.
Yeah. So have you ever been on a website thinking about buying a grill or buying a new car or this, that, or the other? And you went on their website and you were looking around and then you went on Facebook or somewhere else on the internet and the same ads followed you around?
They're reading my mind.
No, they're not. It's just they're you went to the website. So they put a pixel on your computer.
Facebook is listening to me. They're listening. They have their microphone on my computer.
So check this out. I mean, if you put a pixel on your website and you are spending advertising dollars on Facebook, someone visits your website, then they go on Facebook, they're going to see your church ads on Facebook and it'll follow them around. That's basically how it works. And now it's not unlimited. Every time they see it, it's an impression and it costs money. So you can easily spend thousands of dollars on Facebook and waste it. No, you can waste it.
But not thousands. Like you can build an effective thousands of dollars. You can spend as much as you want. But you can also spend hundreds of dollars and still have an effective thing.
Ten of dollars.
Okay, so I got two more really quick.
Yep.
This is good. I mean, you ask creative people a question like this, we're going to throw down. Okay. So you need to ask yourself, in addition to, is there anybody in my church that is a, you know, Facebook or a digital marketing pro? How can I leverage that person? Also ask yourself, what people do I have in my congregation that are super engaged that I might tap into their services? Meaning, you may have somebody who has, a blow up party van that, you know, rents blow up castles.
Yes. Okay. Blow up party van. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying what you're talking about.
No, that was one of our campuses. We had a guy who had he rented out, he had this trailer that he pulled behind and he had a bunch of different inflatables. That's what I was looking
inflatables.
For. He had inflatables. And so, dude, a couple weeks before Easter, we would have a killer, almost like it's a free outdoor fair kind of thing, where people are driving down the road and they're like, man, I don't know what's going on, but there's a bunch of kids jumping on stuff over here. I'm going to stop and throw my kids out and play. The other thing would be, we would sometimes do that in connection with events. So we would host movie nights in neighborhoods where we would, for a very, very small fee, if you want to do this legally, and I would suggest that you do, for a very, very small fee. In fact, Lifeway Films can probably help you with this. License a movie, like a family style movie, and show it on a screen in a neighborhood with blow up things, with inflatables.
Yeah.
Sorry. And have family movie nights in a neighborhood. Now, people were not.
Because you need a license for that.
We didn't.
Okay.
I don't know. We just did it.
If I showed Finding Nemo in my neighborhood and invited all my neighbors over,
all you need is a license for like 100 people.
Oh, so you can't just use your own personal DVD?
No.
Yeah.
That's you could, Daniel.
Yes.
But that's why I was like, legally, you probably need a license.
So this is a clarifying.
Yeah.
Point. Yeah.
That's why I said licensing, and Lifeway Films can probably help you with that.
No, I'm just.
I'm pretty sure they can. I just don't know what all is in their library. So long story short, with all that, there's crazy stuff like that that will come out if you just think about who you have in your congregation. Mm. And I had one more good one other than direct mail. Direct mail is still pretty good.
It costs money though. Direct mail is great.
It does.
Yes, it does cost money. But having events, right? Barbecues, picnics, inflatables, anything like that. you know, don't necessarily think high, because you could spend a lot of money on advertising.
Oh, all of that.
But there's a lot of free ways that you can do it. But here's the thing. Everything needs to be supplemented with personal invitations, because that's what's going, that is what is going to be the stickiest way to invite people. All right. So thanks again for listening in.
And it's going to bug me.
We'll do another episode dedicated to that.
I'm going to give you a bonus on a future episode where Todd remembers what he was going to say that was another amazing free idea. Unless I remember it and it's not as amazing yet, I've built it up too much.
Okay. Now, if you have not yet downloaded the 5 free ebooks and reports on church planning and multiplication, if you're in the U.S., just text the word new churches, that's one word, to the number 888-111. Or if you're outside of the U.S., just go to newchurches.com and you'll see a link to download all that. Well, the Ask Me Anything podcast is a part of our Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network family. And J.D. Greer and Matt Love have recently covered topics like J.D.'s biggest preaching influences, how Christians should engage with social media, if church membership is in the Bible. So just look up Ask Me Anything on your favorite podcasting app and subscribe today. We'll catch you next time.